don't think it's good enough to just be doing spells at home. There's got to be mundane action here. And I really like using my tools, my crystals, my spells, my grounding, my meditation to give me the strength and to give my actions the power to make a difference. So I get a little nervous when I have to make phone calls. So sometimes what I do is I just hold a crystal in my hand while I call because I know I've got to do it. And so I'll use like carnelian to feel more bold. I'll use maybe orange calcite for energy, and maybe I'll use lepidolite for anxiety, and just hold that while I make the call, because I know I need to make the call, and you know, my love is stronger than fear, so I make the call, but I support myself in witchy ways. Sometimes I also make the call from my sacred space. I feel very powerful here. I feel that my call will be powerful if it's made from here. So I come down to my sacred place and make my calls and my donations from there. You could do a charm. You could spell the money you donate. So we recently decided to change our ACLU donation from a yearly donation to a monthly donation. And so, you know, a little spell on donation day to make that donation as powerful as it can be. I highly recommend protection spells. They're not just for you and your loved ones. You can do them for anybody. You can do them for anything. I actually shared a few videos back for a protection spell where you use art magic. So all you need is basic art supplies. You don't have to be a good artist. And I have that spell set up to this day, and I'm probably going to keep it set up for a long time. I love a crystal grid. You could set up a crystal grid to, you know, help your efforts be more powerful. The things you do, like making those calls, donating money, protesting, flooding snitch lines, all these things, you could just set up your spells, your grids to help those efforts of yours be powerful, transformative efforts. If you are struggling, like you want to find local community and get more involved locally, I'd highly recommend a crystal in a pocket for that. Lepidolite might be a great one. Little anti-anxiety measures. Do some grounding before you leave to go to those meetings. That could go a long way in helping you get there, helping you push past your own comfort zone or your own fears to do what you know is right for the common good. I love using dolls in my magic. I highly recommend looking into poppets. These would be a great thing to do right now. You could do a freezer spell on a few select people. I would love to know what you've been doing, how you use your practice and your spirituality to give you the strength to go out and resist and make a difference and to help your wider community and country and world.